This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Obamacare's fiscal problems and its huge rulemaking authority that threaten conscience rights may soon be taken apart. Obamacare was passed by a Democrat majority in the House and Senate that no longer exists. Later, the repeal of parts of Obamacare were vetoed by President Obama. Once again, Republicans are set to put another bill dismantling large portions of Obamacare on the desk of President-elect Trump next year. Trump's plan to replace parts of Obamacare, one of several ideas created by Republicans, frees insurance companies to cross state lines. Planned Parenthood is working with the ACLU, preparing a battle plan to fight President-elect Trump's funding cuts and to make Trump go back on his pro-life promises. They cite previously failed attempts to overturn Roe v. Wade, but ignore House and Senate majorities being seated this January. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit hopeafterabortion.com or call 888-456-HOPE. Healthcare for low-income Americans may suddenly become more accessible next year. $500 million that currently goes to Planned Parenthood will soon likely go to community health centers spread across the country in a way Planned Parenthood has never attempted. Its clinics focus on abortion and are eugenically concentrated in urban locations near Black and Hispanic populations. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.